Joe.
Oh, sorry, I'll be out. Well, good evening. It was 50 years ago today, a Saturday afternoon, the WTIC began its association with the Red Sox, and that, too, was a Yankee-Red Sox game. It went 12 innings, and it is my journalistic duty to tell you that the Yankees scored 3 in the 12th, 2 on a Moose Scouring home run to win 10-7. But 50 years later, the relationship is better than ever, and Arnold, no better way to celebrate it than us being here for another Red Sox-Yankees game.
And I'm glad we came up on a day when the weather is warm, because it's still pretty darn chilly up here tonight.
It's a beautiful night. The Yankees are taking batting practice down on the field in front of us. The media contingent, Arnold, I would say, is bigger than it's ever been because of Daisuke Matsuzaka.
There's no question about it, and there's been a disproportionate increase in the number of reporters from Japan who are here and from cameras. I mentioned earlier on the update with Colin that they said that this year when Daisuke pitched his first game, they had more TV dishes outside Fenway than they did for their last World Series game against St. Louis.
Which seems kind of bizarre. Yeah. The pitching matchup tonight is great. It's Andy Pettitte, first time back in Fenway since 03 against Curt Schilling, who relishes these situations. The lineups, the Yankees will go with Damon, Jeter, Abreu, A-Rod, Giambi, Posada, Cano, Cabrera, and Minkiewicz, their A-team. And the Red Sox, the same thing. Lugo, Uke, Poppy, Manny, Drew, Lowell, Veritek, Crisp, and Pedroia. So both teams rolling out the heavy artillery for the first of at least 18 games this season.
And they're the top two teams in the American League East, and we've said that so many times over the years. And I think one consideration is, even going into the season, we were concerned about the depth of the Yankee pitching. And now when you have, you know, like half or more of their guys on the disabled list with pulled hamstrings, it seems, running rampant, you have to say that the Red Sox have the advantage right now as far as the pitching is concerned.
And everybody here remembers what happened in August when the Yankees came out, swept 5 games, and basically ended the Red Sox season. Just another interesting note on that first broadcast. When you look at those lineups, the Yankees lineup was Hank Bauer in right, Billy Martin at third, Mickey Mantle in center, Yogi Berra catching, Bill Scourin at first, Gil McDougall at short, Elston Howard in left, batting eighth was Don Larson, the starting pitcher, and Jerry Coleman, the starting second baseman, batted ninth. And the Red Sox lineup was Frank Malzone at third, Bobby Clouse at shortstop, Ted Williams in left, Dick Gurnett at first, Jimmy Pearsall in center, Gene Stevens in right, Gene Mauk at second, Sammy White catching, and Nixon was the one the mound.
I didn't know until I was looking at some of those historical facts that Gene Mauk ever played for the Red Sox.
Had a pretty good career up here. It's 6:13. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by the Red Sox CEO, Larry Lucchino. It's Red Sox Yankees and the 50th anniversary of the Sox on WTIC. News Talk 1080. 6:16 WTIC Sports Talk. Jody Ambrosio and Arnold Dean from the Monster Seats here at Fenway, awaiting the arrival of the Red Sox CEO, Larry Lucchino, who will join us for a couple of minutes. And you know that the changes that Larry Lucchino and John Henry and Tom Warner have worked in this ballpark have really been amazing. And Arnold, while I really care what your opinion is on it, I'll be much more interested to hear Mr. Lucchino's opinion as Larry Lucchino joins us here. First off, thank you for your hospitality, and I know I can speak on behalf of WTIC that it's great to have the Red Sox and WTIC still together.
Well, you can say that again and again. We are very proud of the long relationship, 50 years, and we hope it continues for another 50. TIC is enormously important to us, and Connecticut is very important to us. So thank you for carrying the excitement to Connecticut.
Tradition's very important, Larry, for New Englanders particularly, and this is a tradition we're all happy to see continue. There have been so many changes over the years. Matter of fact, we carried our first game 2 years before the team had even been integrated with Pumpsy Green.
2 years before what, Arnold? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Before Pumpsy Green became a Red Sox player.
Oh, my gracious.
That's
right. That's
how long
ago
it is.
1950, sure, of course that's it.
Yeah.
Boy, isn't that something. Well, you've seen the world change. You've seen Fenway Park change. You've seen the Red Sox change. But one thing, I think one of you, your listener, who's here tonight, Tom Coughlin?
Coville.
Tom Coville, yeah. Congratulations to Tom. He said it. I got a chance to look at the letter that he wrote, the essay that he wrote. It's been a staple of his life, he said, for 50 years. It's been a scrapbook of his life. And I think you guys should be very proud. We are enormously proud of the affiliation.
And
the
that 50,000 watts is kind of a big help.
Amen. It is indeed. It's another reason we love you.
The ballpark looks great. We had a chance to walk around just a little bit. We're looking across at Conigliaro's corner. And I think the great thing that you've done, obviously, is you've made improvements, but the nature of the ballpark is still the same.
Well, that was important to us. We make everyone who works on the ballpark project take the Fenway Hippocratic Oath, the first rule of which is do no harm. And because there's something exceptional about this ballpark, it has to do with the irregularity, the intimacy, the density, the electricity, and we don't want to sacrifice that in the process of trying to expand it or improve it. Now, I'm glad you focused on Conigliaro's Corner. That's just sort of a one-year thing. We know that doesn't quite fit in architecturally, but we put it up there in an effort to create about 18,000 tickets over the course of the year that will be sold to people for $25, Conigliaro's number, and they must buy them. They can buy them in advance, but they pick them up the day of the game, and they must come right into the ballpark. So it's a small effort to get some less expensive seats and to deal with the scalping in the secondary market.
We talked with Larry Lucchino, probably exactly a year ago today, and you talked about the expansion of the ballpark and so on. Now, this is a minor expansion this year, but you said your goal was 40,000 and not to exceed it. But how close are you?
And not even to get to that exact number. We want the number always to begin with a 3. So if it's 39 and something, I think... We think by all the calculations that we have done, is that 39.3, 39.4, 39.5, somewhere in that range, is about what we can do without adding on, grafting on to Fenway new, different elements that would be incongruous here. And we do like the intimacy of the ballpark. We thought if somehow, I know people have thrown ideas to us, say, well, why don't you just put 10,000 more seats above the Green Monster, and you can have 50,000 seats here. And we say, well, that would change the nature of Fenway. It would change the ballpark.
The integrity of the park.
Absolutely. We're proud of the fact that in 2012, we will be celebrating the 100th anniversary of Fenway Park. And as far as we have uncovered, it's the only sports facility, perhaps other than the Roman Coliseum, that's been able to celebrate a 100th anniversary.
Well, it's also appropriate that on our 50th anniversary, you play the Yankees. It was the Yankees that the Red Sox played on that Saturday afternoon in 1957. And I have to say this, and we've talked before, you've been gracious to come on the show. In 2004, I had the privilege of introducing Jim Calhoun down on the field. You and your wife were gracious hosts. We ate every 2 minutes. Tom Moore, who's now coach at Quinnipiac, said, yeah, I always have an omelet in the fifth inning when I come to Fenway. You gave me a hat that day. You know the team I root for. I put the hat on. Veritek hit a home run. You came back to win the game. You're giving us jackets tonight. I would think that's a good sign for your ball club.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. That was a fun night with Calhoun. And, you know, Connecticut basketball is a phenomenon in and of itself. I mean men and women, of course. And we're proud when they come up here and we get a chance to honor them and their accomplishments. But tonight is a night that belongs to the Red Sox and WTIC. And I know the Yankees are in town and there's a lot of stuff going on. But there's nothing here and I mean this quite sincerely, it was enormously important to us to maintain this affiliation with you this offseason. I know you had a chance to go elsewhere. You were courted by other baseball organizations, shall we say, euphemistically. We recognize that loyalty is a two-way street. You've been loyal to us, and we will be loyal to TIC and to Connecticut as a result.
Larry, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for your help. Thanks to Colin Birch, who's helped from the Red Sox, and Kevin Engels here. Red Sox-Yankees coming up 6:25 on WTIC News Talk 1080.